Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, November 22nd, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open with S&P futures up 0.35% just after 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Bond yields are mixed, lower in Asia and Europe, higher in the U.S. The dollar is little changed versus the euro and sterling, but a little lower against the yen. Oil is firmer after hitting a 7-week low following news that Japan confirmed it is considering releasing crude from its reserves. Industrial metals are higher, nat gas is lower, cryptocurrencies are also lower. Safe haven plays back in vogue on rising COVID cases in the Northern Hemisphere, with rising restrictions and partial lockdowns in Europe seen as a headwind to reopening momentum. Europe has also seen some rising civil unrest in response. Markets are also continuing to key on inflation. An article in the Wall Street Journal pointed to signs that supply chain constraints are easing, citing expectations among shipping and retail executives that U.S. port backlogs will clear in early 2022. And on the geopolitical front, some headlines around the buildup of Russian troops on the Ukrainian border. Quiet on the macro data front. Eurozone consumer confidence is due, but post this recording. On the U.S. macro calendar this morning, existing home sales. On the M&A front, KKR launched a $12 billion offer to take Telecom Italia private in what would be one of the largest private equity buyouts of a European company in history. Also in telecommunications, Ericsson is set to acquire Vonage for $21 a share in cash, or $6.2 billion total. On the conjecture front in M&A, the Sunday Times reported that Apollo has been running the ruler over Marks and Spencer, and Bloomberg reports that Monster Beverage is exploring a combination with Constellation Brands. Also in corporate news, an article from the Wall Street Journal cited sources as saying Activision CEO Bobby Kotick will consider resigning if he is unable to turn issues around at the company quickly. And on the earnings front today, Agilent Technologies and Zoom Video Communications report post-close. Asian equities were mixed in a quiet session on Monday. Korea finished as the regional outperformer after early November trade data showed a surge in chip exports. Japan finished mixed. Greater China saw gains in IT and industrials after the PBOC hinted at dovish actions, while the energy sector weighed on Hong Kong. Australia, India, and Taiwan were lower. In Japan, Prime Minister Kishida confirmed the country is considering releasing oil from its reserves to help curb rising prices. Reports noted that previous decisions to tap reserves were made to address supply concerns following natural disasters and overseas political turmoil. And in China, Bloomberg reported the China Foreign Exchange Committee encouraged banks to be risk neutral in currency trading, with yuan at a 6-year high versus peers. Banks were advised to better track their proprietary trading and improve risk management. European equity markets opened higher on Monday. Rising infections and the return of lockdowns in focus in Europe, with civil unrest seen in many places in response, with the most violent clashes in the Netherlands and Brussels. Austria begins a total lockdown today and will make the vaccine mandatory as of February, with Germany also said to be debating a vaccine mandate. On the central bank front, in an interview with the Sunday London Times, Bank of England Governor Bailey said the UK inflation picture is, quote, two-sided, with risks in both directions. Bailey pointed out that economic activity is slowing and inflation issues are largely being caused by supply-side factors that monetary policy is not going to solve directly. Multiple outlets commented on the interview, with Bloomberg noting that Bailey's remarks were seen as more careful. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Monday, November 22nd, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.